Tito Brown was sworn in last week as the 51st mayor of Youngstown. Brown is a Democrat, former city council president and Board of Education member in the city, and he talked about his new job, his plans, and his city.
I guess two questions that are kind of related. What do you see as maybe the first thing or first set of things that you need to do? And what do you see as the first sort of big goals that you want to pursue?
I'll take that question probably internal and external. From an internal standpoint inside of City Hall, we got to balance a budget. We have to make sure that we are, you know, living within our means. So that's my internal question. The answer to that question and my external response would be that we're going to focus on being competitive. Youngstown, Ohio needs to be on the hearts and minds of many people. That's one of the things I believe we don't do enough. You know, a top 100 companies should know where Youngstown, Ohio is. They should know our cost of living. They should know what land we have available, as well as what I want to put together is I call it economic advisory team, kind of a think tank of business owners who already invested in Youngstown. I want them to help me. How do I attract more business owners to invest here?
For a long time, maybe since the 80s and the collapse of steel, values of pretty much everything, industrial and commercial property, housing, you name it, have been down. But now, does that mean that the cost of development for businesses moving here and the cost of living for their people and so forth can be an attractive selling point?
Absolutely. I think that's one of those pieces when you're selling or you're trying to make the deal happen. People look at they move with their pocketbook. They move with, and that's one of the pieces that we're trying to make sure that when we, you know, get individuals here, they know that we're economically ready. We're telling them we're paying attention to small business owners, we're paying attention to our corridors, and we're paying attention to our neighborhoods. And I think that's a good recipe for success.
There's been a long and big population loss since steel collapsed in the 80s. So is part of selling a new Youngstown also getting people to stay and getting people to come back?
And one of the focus we look at is Youngstown State, which I'm an alumni of, the graduates who may not be here now, who may be company owners. We're looking at seeing what can we do to get them back. We're targeting alumni, you know, alumni associations. Hey, you want to come back home, working with Youngstown State and their outreach and trying to find out how do we make it comfortable to come back home. Everyone wants to be home close to mom, you know, grandma and family. So it is one of those pieces that we work on.
Speaking of Youngstown State, as the efforts go forward to make downtown Youngstown a vibrant place again, having a great big institution full of young people can be a big plus. Is that something that you're looking at ways to engage, or are there things underway that can run their course? How do you see that going?
I think the things that are already running their course, you let them continue. But from the perspective of my administration, we sit down with Youngstown State University and talk about how do we grow where we are. If we're expanding our downtown, if we're a quarter of a mile, and quarter of a mile will take you pretty well past campus. Now, why aren't we doing three quarters of a mile? And what's that look like? And then we have Mercy Health is right there as well. So we have three major players right there in that quarter mile to a mile radius from downtown. And that's how you grow. That's how you develop neighborhoods. As the hospital develops, as the university develops, the city develops, you have partnerships. And you have your assets that are within those places. You know, you got Stambaugh Auditorium, Butler Art. You have various, you know, assets that you make sure that they continuously grow. They're strong. Park Vista looks, they want to expand. It's a retirement facility. So they want to expand. So we have to make sure that all the partners are at the table. Every year we're planning, you know, okay, what's our plans for next year so we don't run over one another, that we can work with one another.